134 solar panels were installed on the roof of the University of Vermont's Research Farms Equine Center this summer. The panels provide enough energy to power 8.5% of the research farm's electricity. Funds for the panels came from the college's Clean Energy Fund, a student-supported account that charges each student a $10 fee each semester. Students then determine what new clean energy projects will be created on the campus. UVM College of Agriculture and Life Sciences Dean Tom Vogelman says the goal of this project is to test and showcase alternative energy on farms, which is part of the mission of the Land Grant College.
This project was initiated by students, and the performance of the array will be something that you can follow online. And so it really fits with our mission about what a research farm is all about. This array is a static array. It is in line with the slope of the roof. We do have arrays on campus that do track, and so students will have an opportunity to compare both types of systems. And the power will be used to power a lot of the operations we have here on the farm. And in terms of the amount that we're generating, it's roughly a 32 kilowatt array. On average, that will power between, let's say, 5 and 6 average households. And so looking towards the future, our goal is to make this farm either energy neutral or energy positive.
Dean Vogelman says this is the first solar array in northern Vermont on an equine facility, and plans are that it will also become a learning resource for Vermont farmers.
There's one thing that farms have is a lot of roof space, and there's always issues in adapting new technology. And so the value on this is that once we get this thing up and running and run it through its paces, then we can showcase it to the agricultural community and say, well, look, this is what works. This is the sorts of things that you have to watch out for. But it lessens the risk to the average farmer. And, you know, this fits with what universities are supposed to do. We're supposed to be out there testing new things, getting the bugs out of things, and then saying, well, look, here's a system. We've run it through its paces. Go for it.
Vermont Agency of Agriculture, Food, and Markets Secretary Chuck Ross says this new array allows farmers to see that solar power can work.
There are acres and acres of barn roofs across the state of Vermont, many of them south-facing, and these are great assets that are currently underutilized or not utilized at all. And so farmers can see, here's a barn with a conventional barn roof that is the host to a large array that is actually of use and value to the farm where it's being produced in the way of energy and supported in the way the roof structure are for the solar cells.
Secretary Ross says the agricultural community is investing more resources in alternative and renewable energy projects.
It's important to farmers in Vermont because it represents another revenue stream that diversifies their income. I would envision that there would be an opportunity for the farmers to come by and see the panels themselves and then talk to the university about how this was put together. You definitely need to look at the economics. You can definitely come to the University of Vermont Farm and you can see some of these things in action in terms of how it's set up and what kind of equipment is needed.
The Vermont Agency of Agriculture is creating an ag energy position that will help farmers with energy needs, opportunities, and development of alternative energy resources. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.